The question was asked, we find that the prophets were shepherds so that they could be secluded and focused in their connection to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Don't we often say that you have to be connected to people in order to perform mitzvot, and when you're secluded, so you're not capable of doing that? So we find that the prophets were connected to people. Avraham Avinu was a shepherd, yet he did many mitzvot. Same with Yitzchak and Yaakov and Yosef. I think this touches on it, two other points. One is that there's a duality, meaning in order to do what's right outside, I have to have a strong inside. In order to be able to go out and produce, I have to have correct time for thought. And it's important in our lives as well. A person has to have a time when they're focused. I recommend that when a person finishes even your day at the machon, you go somewhere, go to the shul next door, go sit down for 15 minutes with yourself and review what you learned today. Take 15 minutes to review. I tell people, you come home, don't go straight home from work. Go to a shul, go to a base madrash, sit 15 minutes, become a better person, and then go home. Your day is different if you take that time. I find that the greatest moments in my day are those moments. At the end of the day, when I could be quiet with myself, I'm not talking to anyone, the cell phone's off, I got 15 minutes of quiet time. And doing it on the bus just isn't the same. You'd like to think you could do it on the bus. Maybe if you take a train, maybe. I don't think so. Not the trains we have here. The trains that go up to Tel Aviv, you have a table in front of you, you could sit down, that's a different story. Over here where it's like the subway, you could barely stand, you know, that's not the way to go. But that's how I got to know Machon Meir. I used to come home from yeshiva, and Machon Meir was on my route, and I'd step into Machon Meir. We used to have a library above this room. Now they moved it. There used to be a library one flight up. I'd go into the library. It was empty. Everyone was davening Maariv. I'd sit there for a half hour learning alone, quietly, and then I'd go home. A half hour quiet time. So the fact that prophets would take periods of time in their life, that they were secluded to develop themselves, that has to be. You need that bubble in order to act outside the bubble, because the outside world draws you down. The yeshiva reconnects you with the broader picture. You know, I went to Rav Bigun tonight, and I asked him, do you have a sefer to recommend that helps a person not be brought down by the negativity of the world? Do you have a sefer to recommend that will purify a person, that will help a person stay positive? And he turns back to the bookshelf and he says, can I introduce you to this book? It's called the Torah. So I said, yeah. He said, part of what you have to do in the world, dealing with the world, is much like marriage. You have to put away your ego, be willing to accept that there are other opinions, other approaches. It's and look at the world from a broader scope. Very often we get focused on very little things, and they take up everything in our life. You got to have that breath, and Torah gives you that. You approach Torah, you suddenly see there's a bigger world. There's more to the world. Okay, so I have my problems, but there's a much bigger world out there, and there's much more about the world. So I think when the prophets got secluded, that gave them the strength to come back and affect the people correctly. And it's true in our own lives too. Again, a person that goes from work to the house, it's got a problem. There's got to be another place to go. It's not just work in the house. It could be your base manager, it could be your shul, it could be your shir, it could be your chavrusa, and it doesn't have to be 10 hours. Even 15, 20 minutes, but it changes everything. It gives me a different perspective on my work and my house. So I think it's in Dale Carnegie's book, How to Win Friends and Influence People, he quotes a great business executive that said the secret to his success was Saturday nights. Saturday nights he'd stay with himself, and he had a little ledger, and he'd work out, and he'd ask himself, what did I do right this week? What did I do wrong this week? What do I regret? What do I want to improve? He'd have some time thinking about who he was. And that gave him the strength to be the right person the rest of the week.